The Story of the New Old Hall of Tampa, Florida by Evelyn Safair. It is our privilege to share here a story that began in the old hall of Sri Ramanashramam in Tiruvannamalai, South India, with an overwhelming experience of grace and peace, an experience that kindled an ardent desire in the pure heart of a noble devotee. It was during a visit to India in 1999 that Mathi Ratnaswami entered the old hall and was blessed with the unmistakable experience of coming home to a place of ineffable peace within herself, to her spiritual home, a place of limitless love, protection, beatitude, and the satisfaction of one's heart's deepest yearnings. In reality, this experience was not unique to her. Rather, it has been the experience of untold numbers of devotees the world over who, on stepping into the intimate space where Bhagavan Sri Ramana spent so many years, have also felt themselves in the embrace of their loving father's care in his home. When a persistent notion or yearning arises in the pure heart and undivided mind of a loving devotee, the Lord is powerless and must bring such desire to fruition. Dr. Ratnaswami, together with his devoted wife Mathi, moved to the Tampa area in Florida in 1985. It was there that he set up his medical practice and they raised the family. As the Ratnaswamis approached their retirement years, it was Mathi's hope to return to Tiruvannamalai, to the place where she had first been blessed with the knowledge of her spiritual teacher and spiritual home. Yet, her family had put down roots in the community of Tampa in Florida. Mathi asked Dr. Ratnaswami if they might build a meditation hall in which to serve and remember God. On first mention, Dr. Ratnaswami assumed it would be a conventional meditation hall. But Sri Bhagavan himself had put into Mathi's heart the desire to recreate this space in which she had first felt herself in the presence of the Master. Dr. Ratnaswami rejoined that Sri Bhagavan's main teaching was maunam or silence, and a place in which one meditated need not be the most important consideration. To this, Mathi responded, "I am not in the mauna state yet. I would like to feel that I am there with him in his hall." As an ideal couple, living and learning from one another and supporting one another, Dr. Ratnaswami agreed to support his wife's wish and to learn from her wisdom. A property was purchased within easy walking distance from the Hindu temple of Florida in Tampa, where the Ratnaswamis have been supporting members for years. It was December of 2015. Mathi was sitting at the chosen building site in silent communion with her master, Sri Ramana. Up until then, her heart's pleas had been urgent. "Will you come? When will you come?" To her astonishment, Mathi suddenly heard the master's voice. Sri Bhagavan's words, "You wanted me to come. I'm here. Now what?" It was here that, during the Jayanti retreat of 2015, Dennis Hattel of Arunachala Ashrama of New York City and Nova Scotia, Canada, learned of Mathi's noble aspiration. From this moment on, divine grace took up the cause. All information with respect to precise dimensions and building materials used in the original old hall was received from Sri Ramanashramam. Dennis' brother, James Hattel, lovingly oversaw the woodworking with the help of Timothy Mulroy and Bill Miller of Windhill Woodworks, Inc., Franklin, New York. And Jim personally traveled all the way from New York to South Florida to assure the precision and quality of the work. On one occasion, when a beam was a fraction of an inch off in length, it was redone. On another, the rafters were said to be installed 9 inches lower than those of the original hall, and they were raised to the correct height under Jim Hattle's careful eye. Matthew obtained the authentic hardware for the shutters and doors from India. The replica was to be precise. Artist devotee Janet Rubinson, with the support of her husband Dave, painted the new World Hall's beautiful border design in the most intense heat. Sri Bhagavan was accepting the work from his votaries, who were blessed in return. The many devotees who arrived for Jayanti retreat the following year were able to walk into the new old hall and to experience the master's living presence. A joyous dedication took place on December 29th of 2016 during the same retreat. Following the inauguration, Mathi once again found herself looking into the eyes of Bhagavan, enveloped in gratitude and grace. It was at this time that Mathi came to understand that the old hall replica that she and Dr. Ratnaswami had been instrumental in creating was not to be for herself alone, but would serve as a place of peace, solace, and inspiration to the master's many children. Vedaparayana from the new old hall. It is an age-old adage, universally understood, that from hardship proceed blessings. Since the beginning of the year, with the spread of the global pandemic and the resulting uncertainty experienced by many devotees of Sri Ramana Arunachala across the globe, have risen to the occasion, seeking to share the blessings of the peace of Sri Ramana Arunachala through digital means, organizing satsangs, now unlimited by geographical boundaries. During Bhagavan's lifetime, the chanting of the Vedas occurred twice daily, lasting approximately 40 minutes during the morning and evening. This is a practice that is followed even to this day at Sri Ramanashramam. From the beginning of May, evening Vedaparayana has been broadcast from the new old hall. This is the inspired offering of Mathi Ratnaswami, surrounded and supported by her community of Ramana devotees of South Florida. Evening Vedaparayana from the Tampa New Old Hall begins at 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and at 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. The Vedas are followed by 15 minutes of silent meditation. Friday evenings beginning at 5:30 are dedicated to Sri Lalita Sahasranamam. Devotees may listen or chant along, or are invited to join the Tampa Vedaparayana. Please sign on 5 minutes early so as to allow for time to be admitted. The story of the new old hall in Tampa continues to be told, a story to be written in the hearts of the master's devotees. It is the Ratnaswami's wish that the hall may serve as a place radiant with Sri Bhagavan's divine teaching of self-knowledge and self-surrender, imparted in the silence that he himself described as unceasing eloquence.